I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Yes, Virginia, there really was a great train robbery. And in Britain today, the great train robber Ronald Biggs died. He was part of a gang that ambushed a Royal Mail train in 1963 and stole millions. He was later caught and sent to prison in 1964. A year later, he escaped. Biggs lived on the lam for decades in Australia and Brazil mostly, before voluntarily returning to Britain in 2001, where he spent 8 more years in prison. The World's Patrick Cox looks back at his colorful life.
Ronnie Biggs was, for many Brits, myself included, a guilty pleasure. Guilty because he was a criminal, and because the robbery he took part in was violent. The train driver was attacked with an iron bar and never fully recovered from his injuries. A pleasure because, well, where do I start? His partners in crime had nicknames like Buster, Flossie, and Pop. Fun names, but these guys were tough and, well, not exactly charming. Ronnie Biggs was. He was the entertainer at the farm where the gang hid out, says Christopher Pickard, who ghostwrote Biggs's autobiography.
Ron was a type of guy in 63. His dad had been a chef. Ron has always been a great cook. And it's not surprising that at the farm, when somebody said, who's going to cook, Ron stepped up and did it. Well, as you can imagine, other gangsters might have thought it might be a bit sissy to do the cooking or something. It wouldn't have bothered Ron one iota. And he would have kept things jovial and laughing.
Biggs kept things jovial and laughing for much of his life. He was disarmingly honest about his love of money and cheerfully displayed it for the British tabloids, who paid him to pose on the beach in Rio. And then there was this. This is Biggs singing with a couple of members of the Sex Pistols. The song No One Is Innocent is offensive or funny, or both, depending on your point of view. It was when he recorded this song that I started paying attention to Biggs. I was young and easily impressed by anyone who stuck it to the humorless authorities. Biggs continued poking fun to the end. Here he is in 2000, his final year on the lam. Asking the questions is the BBC's Nicky Campbell.
Now, you've done some very tacky things in your time, haven't you, recording with the Sex Pistols. Does it all not really go together to condone and glamorise what was a very serious crime?
I'm totally prepared to glamorise and condone a crime that happened 30 years ago, and as far as I'm concerned, I am a legitimate, honest person today.
But you haven't served your sentence, so how can you say that?
I don't need to serve it, because we are told that the purpose of imprisonment is to rehabilitate the person. I am totally a different person today. I'm honest. My friend here is sitting beside me. He has his wallet at his side. It's stuffed full of money, and I'm not about to lay a hand on it.
The fact that Biggs returned to Britain the year after he recorded this interview and returned to prison makes the pleasure of appreciating his life a little less guilty. For The World, I'm Patrick Cox.